Good morning, welcome to a new trading week. Thanks for watching. Although it looks like the ASX 200 is going to get off to a softer start to trade today, the futures market's pointing to a loss of 0.2% for the ASX 200 when it kicks off, and that's a reflection of what was a pretty underwhelming session for Northern Hemisphere stocks on Friday. So the factor that weighed on US markets was that we saw a combination of weaker corporate earnings numbers and economic news, which was short of expectations. So that saw the broader market, the S&P 500, down 0.75% to end the week down by around 1.5%. So the interesting thing is at the back of the week, we saw one of the most important outcomes in recent months with the unveiling of the Biden administration's spending plans or stimulus initiatives. The $1.9 trillion stimulus plan was widely expected, but it wasn't enough to lift the market. So that highlights a couple of things, as not least of which is that that is all well and truly priced into things. At the same time, the corporate earnings season kicked off and we saw bank results miss expectations when it came to Citibank's numbers. And JP Morgan, it fell even though they actually had some reasonable numbers. So again, that reflects that prices for the moment have reached their zenith and there's some consolidation perhaps coming down the pipe. So, or at least the markets are wanting to know more when it comes to the company results season, which will gain momentum over the course of the next couple of weeks. One of the highlights of this week will be Netflix reporting results. So that's something to keep an eye out for. And then the economic news of the day was also short of expectations. Retail sales numbers were expected to come in flat and they were well short of that, falling by 0.7%. We also had some figures on business consumer confidence, which were short of expectations, and then some manufacturing numbers were on the outer as well. So that just gave sellers the impetus to make a little more of an impression. But still, in terms of where we've come from over the course of recent months, for the S&P 500 to be down 1.5%, it's really just to be seen in the context of consolidation. So in terms of what's going to be driving the local market today, we've got some important figures in the form of the Chinese GDP numbers. So the Chinese economy, really one of the economies globally to be outperforming in the context of the pandemic over the last 9 months. So they are expected to be good numbers. And then later on in the week, in local terms, we'll be looking forward to our own unemployment report on Thursday. So it's expected that around 30,000 jobs will have been added to the economy in the final month of last year. The encouraging aspect of the way the Australian economy is recovering at the moment is what we're seeing on the employment front. So expectations are reasonably high on that front. So it's an important week to navigate in terms of what the market might do from here on in, given where we've come from. Interest rates in the US fell in the final days of last week. That's significant because the trend has been upwards in recent times. The concern about perhaps an inflationary pulse being close at hand were scotched towards the end of last week, helped by those softer economic figures. So bond yields have come down and we've seen a more risk-off approach taken, which has seen the US dollar advance, and that's made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is back to 77 US cents.